Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Hi, Kristen. My name is Diana. I am a fraud investigator with Commerce Bank, and I'm calling because there is a charge on our customer's account that they are stating is fraudulent. The customer zip code is 64118.
64118. The first and last name, please.
There's two cardholders. There's Betty and Anthony. Their last name is spelled B-A-T-T-A-G-L-I-A.
All right, and that email address is TonyJBATTAGLIA@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's what we have here.
All right, let me get this account pulled up just a moment. All right, I'm opening up this now. Shipping address 6218 North Grand Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64118.
Yes.
Phone number 816-454-656.
0656 is what we have.
It looks like a digit was left out because I'm not. It looks like it's missing a digit. But I'm showing this account here. It looks like it was placed for a mixer, so they entered a contest to have a chance to win a free mixer on the 15th of April. When you click on that ad to try to sign up for that mixer, it states in the terms and conditions that it attaches the Bites Hub membership. What that is an app to use real food to boost your energy, and that is $59.89 a month, so it's like a subscription.
And you said it was a Bite Club?
Bites Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Okay.
Oh, that's the name of the app. It's an app that you download.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to cancel this subscription out? I see it's still active.
Yes, if you would, please.
Okay, give me one moment.
And how would they have entered in the sweepstakes? Was it a survey that they would have had to take?
So what happens is you can be on Facebook, Google Chrome, pretty much anywhere. You'll see like an ad, you know how the ads pop up, and it offers you, it offers the mixer. So it offers a chance to win the contest, to win a free mixer. And when you click on that ad and signing up to enter that contest, at the bottom in the terms and conditions, it states that it will attach a Bite Tub subscription. So pretty much that's the only way to enroll into the contest.
Okay, and would they have had to enter in all of their card information, including the expiration date and CVV?
Yes, ma'am. They would have had to enter in everything, and it wouldn't have took if the address on the card didn't match the address that was provided to the system.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I did cancel this out. As our company, we do have a one-time courtesy refund when the customers call in. So I did refund that $59.89 and cancel the subscription. But if you can pretty much explain to them how they signed up, they probably would understand after you state that it was for a mixer, because most customers sign up for the contest thinking that they actually won the mixer already, and it advises them that they're having a chance to win, but they look over the terms and conditions.
Okay, we will let the customer know. Thank you so much for your assistance.
You're welcome. Allow that refund 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.